I just thank you for a great response to this morning's show? You've been calling in your droves, trying to convince stubborn men, if we can phrase it that way, to see a doctor from time to time. Producer Steve, his dad, refusing to get his recommended checks. He's 58, doesn't trust doctors. But asking you to step forward, your story that might just convince others listening to BBC Radio Cumbria that medical checkups from time to time, they are key. Therese called in from Cockermouth earlier. She spoke to producer Steve. This is what Therese had to say.
My husband was never ill in his whole life. He worked for 33 years in education. He was a master chef teaching, and he never had a day off. He led a good life. He was very healthy. He was a National Trust volunteer, went out on the hills doing work, walking and gardening, etc. What I'm going to say is nothing to do with my feeling bitter or angry about it. I've got over his death. However, in May 2007, he began to feel ill. He wouldn't go to the doctor. By March 2008, he was dead. It wasn't, and it was from cancer. But in my opinion, it wasn't cancer that killed him. It was arrogance and ignorance. He thought he knew what was wrong with him. He thought it was indigestion. So he went out and bought himself pills. He was arrogant because he wouldn't take my advice and go to the doctor. He was a gentleman and a gentleman. He cared for his family and his friends and his students. But his caring qualities were diminished 100% because he didn't care for himself.
Are you okay, Therese?
Yeah, hang on. So, gentlemen out there, go to the doctor today. Because if you don't, it won't be cancer that will kill you. It will be because you're arrogant and ignorant.
I think for my dad, he's perfectly healthy, apart from he's carrying weight on his belly. He likes to whiskey. He's 58 years old, and I just look at him sometimes and I think you are a prime candidate to be ill, basically, to have... But he won't go to the doctor for his mandatory tests. Just for the simple things. He's got to go and have a prostate exam to make sure there's no potential problems there. These are things that can be caught early if only you go to the doctor early on.
Well, I used to make appointments for my husband. I used to go and wait for him to finish working on the fells, and he knew he had a doctor's appointment, and he would purposely be late. That, he was a lovely man, but that is sheer arrogance and ignorance.
Yeah.
And in the end, it killed him.
Yeah.
And the fact that he supposedly cared for us means that, you know, he didn't care enough because he didn't care for himself. My youngest son is still suffering the consequences because he has never recovered.
No, and I keep saying to my dad all the time, I just keep saying, do you want to see your grandchildren come into the world? Do you want to see them grow up? And he does. Of course he does. But he just won't go to a doctor. And I just find it really, really frustrating.
Well, I did with my husband, and in the end, he died. And in the end, in a way, he killed himself. So I do hope that you, can get your father to the doctor because, he should go. Because in the end, if he cares for his family, forget about himself. If he cares for his family and he cares for his friends, and believe you me, the effect of his death on friends, let alone family, is unbelievable.